can shine into that darkness. But because of that darkness, it is over the whole world, is why Christ came to this world, dying on the cross for us. Because Christ loved so much the world, he came down. The Bible says that he took our own flesh and he came dying of his soul for the world, for the soul. My question tonight is, what will you do to someone you love so much? Someone who is so dear to you. Someone who has done a lot to you. You love that person. It can be a male or female. You love him or you love her. But one time, suddenly, the person comes and tells you that, I'm going to die very soon. The person is telling you, maybe I come to see the doctor. They give me a few hours. They give me a few days. They give me a few weeks. But I'm going to die. What will you do to that person? You love that person. How will you express your love that you have for that person who has done much for you, who loved you? You know that that person loved you, and you love that person. But that person is telling you that very soon, in a few days, in a few hours, in a few weeks, I'll be gone. How could you express your love to that person? What will you do to that person? We seek a love that say that is a memorial love. Someone who expresses the love to the person who is going to die. How that person expresses the love to that person. That will take us to the Matthew 26, the book of Matthew 26. Matthew 26, we'll read from verse 6 to 13. Matthew 26, verse. Matthew 26, verse 6 to 13. Okay, if you are there, let's. Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of the Simon the leper, there came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of a precious ointment, and poured it on his head, and as he sat at the meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, to what purpose is this waste? For this anointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For ye have the poor always with you, but me ye have not always. For in that she hath poured this anointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, wheresoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman has done be told for a memorial of her. So tonight we are going to talk about a memorial love. That is the title of my message, the memorial love. The love which should be remembered. The love which should not, Christ said, this love, what I have seen, I will connect this with the gospel. The memorial love. My question before is, what will you do to someone you love so dear? And the person is going to die. Let us pray. Our Father, we thank you so much for who you are. We thank you for your love for us. We thank you for our salvation. We pray tonight, but there is someone here tonight who doesn't know you as their personal Savior, we pray this day may be the day of salvation to that person. I pray that you may speak to us. You have something for us tonight. So I pray that you may use me as a vessel in your hand to speak and to speak to our heart and help us to receive whatever you have for us. We thank you. We praise you. In the name of Christ Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. So we see here, to make the story short, that Christ, during his ministry, he proved himself to people that he is a God. He's from God. And he came to this world to die for our sin. So during his ministry, we see that Christ have a disciple, the 12. He had also the 70s. He had also the crowd who follow him everywhere he goes to. But Christ was telling them, this is the time when we read from Matthew 26, verse 2. He told them that very soon I'm going to die. The time is come to me to go to the cross, to be crucified because of the sin of this world. So once this time is approached for Christ to go to the cross, the Bible says here that there is a man, Simon the leper. He was someone who could not be with his family because of the leprosy. If you have the leprosy in those days in that country, they will keep you away from everyone. So you cannot be in your family. You cannot be in contact with anyone. But this man, he knew that I was that kind that cannot be in home. I cannot be with my family. But Christ healed me. So he had gratitude in his heart. He said, okay, I need to have Christ in my home to eat with me. And he invited Christ to the supper. Christ went to the supper. A lot of people follow Christ to the supper. And a lot of people among those people, there are Lazarus, which Christ, the one Christ called out of the dead. And there are a lot of people at that meet. They want to see Christ. They want to hear from Christ. And at the meal, when they are eating at that supper, Christ still talking about his death. And John told us that when Christ is talking about his death, among a lot of people, there's a woman called Mary who could not enjoy the meal, who could not eat as a people. She was listening to Christ, and she was following Christ. She was hearing whatever Christ is saying, and she was so concerned about Christ. She has a love for Christ. She knew that Christ had done a lot for her. She knew what Christ did for her. And she loved Christ so much. And she did not know how to express. Suddenly, a thought came to her heart. She thought, okay, she left the crowd. She went back to her house. Maybe she laid the money somewhere. She took the money and she went to the store buy a very precious ointment. Those days, the story says that they have two ways to save, to keep their saving. They don't have bank like we do have. So you can bury your money under the ground, or you can buy a precious ointment with your saving. So that is the only way. So I remember also my dad used to put his money, if he has a lot of money, he'll put that in a dirty cloth. And he said if the thief come, he can never think there is a money in dirty cloth. So it's where he put his money. So in those days, they say that the way they keep their money is maybe you buy precious or you bury the money under the ground. So maybe this lady already put that money under the ground and she took it and go to the store buy this anointment. Or maybe she already laid that anointment aside as her saving. The Bible told us that money is about a year's saving. So that is all she has. So what happened? The Bible said that when she left the crowd, she came back with that anointment, and the Bible said that she broke it and poured that on Christ's head. And when she did that, the Bible said that the disciples say, what waste is this? We are going to talk about the memorial love. But before we go there, I want to stop here that they say, what a waste it is. What you have done. They think that maybe she's crazy. What she could did something like that. What a waste it is. And the disciples are saying that, oh, you waste it. You waste a lot of money. You could sell this and give the money to the poor. The Bible says that they have indignation in their heart. And they're questioning her. And they're asking her. And they're saying that you waste your time. You waste your money. You waste. This is very precious. It's a lot of money. What a waste it is. That is what the disciples were saying. That is their talk. That is their talking. That is what they're saying when someone who loved Christ expressed her love. And since they should encourage her, they say, no way. No way. Why you did this? Why you have it done? You waste this. What a waste it is. What a waste it is. Why did disciples say this? Why did disciples say this? If we read later, we see that they were with Christ. They were sincere with Christ, but their heart, they were with Christ to get something for Christ. But this lady was not with Christ to get something for Christ. She was with Christ because she loved Christ. She loved Christ so much. And when Christ was talking about his death, he said, I have to do something. I have to prove my love to him. I have to do something. And all it she had, that was all their saving, she gave it away. And the disciples say, you waste it. You waste it. Can you hear that talk tonight? You waste it? What a waste is this? Can you hear that talk tonight? That we waste our time sitting, we waste our time going to the church, we waste our time why we had to go somewhere to this time, or maybe go to watch the game, we waste our time. Can you hear that talk tonight who said that it's wasting the time to go to the church? It's wasting the time to go to church. Why go to church on Wednesday night? Have a vacation Bible school in church. What is wasting time of that? What a waste is it to give money to a pastor, to give money at a church? What a waste it is. It's what the world is about today, that is waste to serve God. It's wasting time. Give yourself to God is wasting time. I remember when I told people that I'm going to Bible college to become pastor, they say, you waste yourself. You waste your education. You waste all your parents put in you. It's the wasting. It's wasting. The disciples say it's wasting. A lot of people say it's wasting to this lady. So when the disciples were talking about wasting, let's hear what Christ said to her. And what Christ said to a lot of people, to people who are saying that. If we read verse 10 here, the Bible says verse 10, Matthew 10, it says verse 10. When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, why trouble ye the woman? So when they are talking among themselves, when they are approaching the ladies, saying, you waste this, you should give this to us. Maybe you should sell this and give the money to us. You waste it. Christ, the Jesus Christ, the one who is the only one who can see the heart, who know everything, he said, why trouble ye the woman? Why this talking among you? Why are you saying she wasted? And Christ said, she has brought a good work upon me. She has brought a good work upon me. Christ said, this is a good work upon me. She has done something good to me. She has brought something good into my life. She has done something so very precious to me. It's not to waste. What you call is waste. It's not to waste. She has brought something to me. Christ said, she has done a good work upon me. She has done for me and to me. She has done. Christ said, you have the poor always, but me not. And Christ said, this lady, she foresaw my death. Christ said, hear that she anointed me for my burial. But I'm going to face the cross. My death, I'm going to die. No one will come to anoint me as our anoint me. But this lady foresaw that, and she anointed me for my burial. This lady know what I'm going to face. This lady have a compassion in her heart for me. This lady expressed her love for me. And Christ said, she had done something to me. And Christ said later that, wherever this gospel should be preached, I want to tell you that what this lady had done should be told in a memorial of her. That her love will be a memorial. You cannot separate her love for this gospel. And there is two few things in the Bible Christ recommended her to remember. He recommended her to remember the Lord's Supper, but he recommended to us or to remember of this lady. Why? Christ said, she did this out of the love to me. She had done something for me. She had done something to me. She loved me, and she expressed her love to me. And Christ connect this to the gospel. What is for us tonight? How are we expressing our love to Christ? What about the talking we have? What the world is saying about us? We waste our time? Is it wasting time to serve God? That is everywhere today we can hear. Come and sit in the church. Is it wasting time? Giving in church is wasting time. Giving to mission is wasting time. It is wasting time. Giving to the Lord is wasting time. The Lord Jesus Christ said, anything we give to him out of love is not waste. Christ said, anything you give to me out of love is not waste. Anything we have done to Christ for the gospel is not waste. He said, it will be told. It will stay forever. And we will see that forever. There is this woman, after 2,000 years, we're still talking about her. In kingdom, we talk about her again. Because she had done something for the gospel. She had done something for Christ because she loved Christ and she expressed her love to Christ. When we love someone, nothing is never good, too good enough. She didn't think this is a lot of money. She didn't think that, oh, this is a year serving. But because she loved Christ so much, she think this is not enough for me to give to him. Hey, I can break this toy and pour this anointment on his heart because I love him. I love Christ so much. I can give all I have. It's not enough. Oh, he is the one who saved my life. I can give everything. My life, it doesn't belong to me. It's his. And she gave everything back to Christ. She looked ahead what Christ is going to face. And she expressed her love to Christ. You and I tonight, can we look back to the cross? Can we see Christ tonight at the cross? Can we see Christ tonight when they crucify him? Can we see Christ tonight when people pierce his side? Can we see Christ tonight when at the cross he said, I'm thirsty. They give him vinegar. Can we see him tonight? Can we hear his cry at the cross? When he cried out loud, my God, why you have forsaken me? Can you hear that? Is it enough for us to love him? Is that enough for us to give ourselves to him? Or we still say it's a waste? If I see Christ on cross, if I can hear those cries tonight, if I can see those prayers, they pierce him, I don't think of Roman soldier. I think of my sin. Without my sin, he will not face that. Without my sin, he will not bear the cross, the heavy cross on his shoulder. Without my sin, they will not speak on him. Because of my sin, He has done that for me. It is enough for me to give myself to Him. It is enough for me when I see the cross, when I see where I will be today without the cross, where I will be for eternity without a cross, is enough. It's not wasting time. We never waste our time to serve God. We never waste anything we give to Christ. It's not waste. Whenever He takes it, He will bless us upon that. And He will bless us again. It is a waste time. What you're facing or what you have been doing and you think you're wasting time. Visiting a sick in a hospital is wasting time for Christ? I don't think so. Go to sorrow winning, share the gospel with people is wasting time? It's waste time? Christ say, this should be a memorial of her. What are you doing for Christ and can be a memorial? If Christ, go search our heart tonight. What have we been doing for Him? He know our heart. He say, oh, you have been expressing your love to me and can be a memorial for us. What I'm doing for Christ now, after all He has done for me, after all He has done for me, what I'm doing for Him can be a memorial of me. Let us pray. Here we see this lady express her love and by giving away everything she had. People think that was waste. People think you waste it. Christ said, it's not waste, but it's memory things. Something be told. Something should be remembered. If we look to ourselves today, what are we doing and we think maybe people are saying it's a waste or we think it's a waste? Or what are we doing for Christ? How are we expressing our love to Him?